some money, and they're taking a vacation. And they actually picked Murphy's. They picked Murphy's to California, you know, to have their vacation, to sample wine, to enjoy the olive tasting, and to do some hiking as far as that goes. And in the meantime that this happens, there's a little bit of some uncertainty that comes into play. And then the next thing you know, the husband and the oldest son are on a plane to Murphy's, California, without the rest of the family. And from there on out, little bits and pieces are revealed as far as they're not going there for a vacation anymore. They're going there to start over, and you have to actually go backwards a little bit and to find out why.
Now, why is that the dark side? What you've mentioned so far seems to be, you know, pretty normal. What makes it the dark side of life? Tell us this, the horror psychology or the psychology of horror that's involved in this.
All right. Well, there's the family perspective. You get to the point to where you're thinking that something bad has happened to his wife and the youngest son. They're not mentioned by him at all. You don't know what happened. They were planning a vacation one minute. The next minute, they're on a plane without him. So there's a little bit of mystery is going down that road. You're not really sure what happened, what he's done. As he progresses, you see him trying to be a family guy. He's accepting the role of being a single parent. He's working his way through, sells his house. He just totally forgets his past, takes his son with him, and then they're trying to start over. Later on, you actually do find out that there are reasons why this happens. There's actually a bad force, an entity, if you will, that has taken interest in the family and has actually broken them up and systematically trying to ruin their lives.
I see. And, you know, in my mind, one of the best portrayers of psychological horror, an American writer, Edgar Allan Poe, wrote so many wonderful short stories. A lot of people know of Poe, you know, in their school years for the poem Annabel Lee. But you get into his short stories, and a lot of people, you know, have. They're gripping. The plot, you know, the outcomes, they're always ironic. A little bit like the Twilight Zone of the 1960s and... Also, they're so well written. Poe is just a master of penning the English language. It's quite amazing. Have you ever been particularly influenced by Edgar Allan Poe?
It's funny you say that. I actually have just a paperback copy of his compilation of his works.
Mm-hmm.
And I love some of my favorites are The Telltale Heart and
yeah.
Cask of Amontillado. That, you know, there's a little bit of wine in that story, but it doesn't come into play in mine at all. It's just one of the two that I like the most from him.
Yeah, and with Poe, you read Edgar Allan Poe, and you're left with a great story, some sort of ironic twist at the end, and also just a wonderful style of writing. People like me, I love to read Poe just for the writing style, if nothing else. You don't come away necessarily feeling edified about life. You might come away feeling more educated about life and the dark side. You don't necessarily come away feeling that, I see what, you know, the dark side had to import about the lighter things, about the positive things of life. I see. Because Edgar, you know, he was a character, I guess. Now, with your novel, Picking Murphy's, what do you hope that the listener, that the reader comes away with, ultimately, as some sort of theme, as some sort of ultimate understanding of whatever you wanted them to understand?
Well, the overall message is not just a good versus evil kind of, hopefully, to triumph kind of message. It's more so to the point of seeing something that happened and seeing the good with the bad, knowing that if the bad does impact you, you can move around it. Sometimes you have to go straight through it, but the good's always going to be close enough to help out. And in the end, in picking Murphy's, there are some darkness, some bad things that do happen. In the end, good does prevail, and it's not going to be how you think it would be, and it may not be your definition of good, but it definitely is something that could have been a lot worse. Survivors are there. Things can progress. You're always going to be able to overcome. So there's the good message as far as that goes. But the horror that I kind of portray is seeing a situation from an offside, from something that differently that somebody else might not see. Like something like seeing maybe a leftover lunch in a break room refrigerator and not having your lunch and thinking about, you know, do I eat it? Is anybody going to find out? And then maybe thinking of, what about the person that knows that somebody eats their lunch every third week?
Mm-hmm.
What did that person do to the lunch? And then, you know, looking at that like, well, do the right thing. Don't eat the lunch. Don't be affected by what could possibly happen. And it comes down to morality as well. It really does.
Yeah, morality is a very important ingredient there. And actually talking about, glad you mentioned that, talking about morality, you yourself, a great guy, very moral guy, and happily married, plus an IT person. And, you know, we'll get in a little bit into that aspect of James Summer as well. After you run to his website here, peggylanders.com, and order his new book, Picking Murphy's, and it's available on Amazon as well. You're listening to Al Cole, People of Distinction, great guest, James Summers, and he's written a great novel, as we've been talking about, Picking Murphy's. Let's talk about a little bit of why an IT professional, particularly in his time off, writes novels. With being an IT professional, we know that in our world and human beings, the capacity of human beings, they're more than just unilayered. We're all multifaceted. Is there anything about your profession, IT, that has touched off something of the dark side of life itself, maybe even in positive ways? Tell us a little bit about that profession of IT and if that has contributed in any positive way to your being able to write novels effectively, James.
Okay. Well, I support businesses for an IT company, work with, a call center type environment. When things are down, when situations are dire to their business, they'll call in and we work with them to determine if it's something that we can overcome or if something that they have to get their local support involved in. I guess where IT comes into play for me is I do see the good and bad of people that you normally wouldn't see. There's businesses that call in that you think that they have a certain public facing that might be happier, might be angry, but when it comes to services not working, that, you know, that does affect things. That's a little bit of it. It's interesting, some of the personalities you'll run into, and everybody's different. Everybody handles stress differently, so that's a part of it. But my schedule is the